Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Terry Boyd's World.
Boogie woogie music, yeah.
Only on 92.3 KGON, Portland's classic rock.
So yesterday, we caught up with Patti Smyth, formerly of Scandal, Goodbye to You,
yeah,
I Am the Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
She is 28 years between albums, ended up having babies and marrying John McEnroe.
The new album comes out today, and we also wanted to ask her about the rumor back in the day that Eddie Van Halen approached her to be the new lead singer for Van Halen.
That wasn't a rumor going around at the time that he asked me, because I don't think I spoke about it for a long time. I think it was like, it was a disc jockey who found out about it, but that was a long time ago. I was pregnant with my first child. Eddie and Valerie had come out on the road with us with Scandal and played some shows with us. We had a great time. And he was asking me, you know, he asked me several times, and then the last time he asked me, Valerie was on the Letterman show and we had all gone out to dinner and I was 8 months pregnant, and he was like, look, I gotta know now. And I was like, no, I can't do it. Because to me, that was like, I'm a diehard New Yorker. I'm gonna like move to LA, you know, have my kid, drag my whole life. You know, I had just gotten married. I'm like, no, I don't want to go to LA. And meanwhile, I live in LA most half the time now. But at that point, I was like, I would never live in LA. So... But it's semantics. If he had said to me, hey, you know, let's make a record together. Why don't you do a record, just one record with Van Halen? I probably would have said yes to that. But the idea of, like, the way he asked me, it made me feel like I had to move everything out there and change everything. And I would have, if I had joined that band, I would have never written Sometimes Love Just Ain't Enough or No Mistakes or maybe even met my husband. You know, it would have been a completely different trajectory. He did a great job with Sammy. But I would have liked to have made a record with him. But, you know, I was like, nah.
You have been an absolute charm. And I don't use that word very often. It's a weird word, but you are incredibly charming.
Thank you so much. It's been fun to talk to you guys. Thank you so much.
If there's ever a chance and a possibility we can actually have concerts again and you come through Portland, we'd love to take you and John to dinner.
That would be awesome. I love Portland, and I'm like, I got Oregon and Washington in my prayers for, you know, a number of reasons. I mean, it's insane what's going on right now, but I can't wait to get out on the road, and like I said, it's going to be a lot of shows all at once, because everybody is going to be hitting the road as soon as they can. Think about it. We're going to have a concert every night of the week now.
Hey, Brent, does Hallmark have an I've missed you for 28 years card?
I don't think so. Now, you can call 1-800-FLOWERS for where the f*** you been, bouquet.
Hey, listen, the name of the record was going to be It's About Time, okay? Not It's About Time. I'm like, can I get away with It's About Time?
Yeah. Now, yeah. You can, we can't. We're going to be in a meeting, but thank you.
Thank you, man. You guys stay safe. I'll see you out there on the road, I hope, soon, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
28 years from now, I'll see you out on the road. No, goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.